I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
From this point on, it's the furthest I've ever been away from level one.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
Bye, Harshnag. I'm gonna miss you.
How is that a mnemonic device?
There's a whole bunch of...
Whoa, everybody.
This is a little scary, I'll be honest.
Some of them are werewolves.
That's just a rumor I've heard. I mean...
What?
Harshnag made a joke.
No funky triangles, Jack. We're good. Come on.
You know, who gets to hold whose relics?
I just keep looking at the picture of the obese donkey.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 99, Ship Out.
MVP this week is Jeff D. Turner for his wonderful review and his kind, thoughtful comments on Facebook. Jeff is a fellow Canadian running his own game of Storm King's Thunder, and we like him.
We love you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's that time of the year again. Extra Life 2021 is a charity fundraising effort that benefits sick kids' hospitals. We will once again be gaming live for 24 hours in order to support this incredible cause. This will be our fifth year participating, and we're so proud of our community for showing up and showing their financial support. Join us on Saturday, November 6th, starting at midnight on Friday and going to midnight on Saturday. We'll be streaming video games, RPGs, and back by popular demand, we will once again be doing the Hot Ones Challenge.
Ouch.
Donate at extra-life.org/participant/Invictus, spelled Invictus. And thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get down to business.
Let's do it.
Woo!
My next character is going to be an old man, I think, after Red dies.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey! He's going to be like a prospector. He's going to be a dwarven prospector from Mirabar.
Yeah, you got emeralds in those hills.
Every stat will be a dump stat.
I don't know why, but I'm just picturing Red in a old man costume coming back, like Count Olaf every time.
100%. Because I don't want to play anybody else. Red will. It will be, and I'll just flavor it in a certain way. Red will just be wearing like a lopsided hat, and then Jack will walk up and lift it and be like, Red, what are you doing? It's not Red, I'm blue.
It's going to be a lobster, but it's still going to talk exactly like Red.
I love you, Blue.
I'm imagining you as a lobster.
I love lobster.
It's a big blue lobster. I mean, they're delicious.
In a different universe. Boom, ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. Everybody play war drums.
I'm playing them quietly because the baby is trying to go to bed.
It's oh, no. Primal.
Those are the worst war drums.
The silent primal war drums.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here they come. Do you hear them? No, neither do I. Good, okay.
Ghost drums. Bum, bum, bum. Yes. Beware.
The tribe babies are sleeping.
The warriors have babies with them. Oh, yeah, because you can hear they're playing the baby war. The baby folk.
It's the baby Bjorn tribe.
Guys, I'm so excited.
Me too.
It's almost time to go to Wonderland.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can't wait. I love carnivals so much. They're one of my very, very favorite things. I love the rides that make you feel like you're flying. I love cotton candy. I love funnel cakes. I love ring toss. I love it when the lights come on at nighttime.
It's true.
Love corn dogs and mustard.
Yeah.
I love the games that you squirt water at things and throw like darts at balloons. I love everything about them.
I like throwing darts at people.
Don't do that.
Not generally allowed, no.
You won't win a prize.
Not usually. By the way, Canada's Wonderland is a theme park that is close to all of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although, my favorite variety of amusement park is County Fair.
I was going to say, a lot of the things you were saying seemed very carnival in my mind, and I'd always thought Canada's Wonderland was more theme park. I've actually never been to it, but I don't know how much of
They've definitely got all those things that I mentioned, for
sure. Yeah, they do that, for sure.
They don't have the agricultural competitions of a county fair.
Pig. Okay. They don't have the guy operating with a cigarette hanging from his lips and a beer on the ground, being like, just keep your damn hands in the cart.
I want to see the really, really big zucchini that someone grew and then all of the other competitor zucchinis. Like, I want to see the best goat in town.
Oh, greatest of all time goat.
Yeah, what is the best goat? That's right.
The goat.
Well, the animals just hang out and they get ribbons and they just.
Oh, yeah.
Chill.
Wonderland needs a goat, is what we're saying.
That's right.
Yes. It might have one.
Buy Wonderland
might,
it's a goat.
It's 2021 now. I mean, they might have one. I remember going to a county fair when I was maybe 5 or 6.
After shooting
after
shooting the shotgun.
Shooting the crow out of the air, I decided to go to the petting zoo. And I remember my dad telling me. He gave me some food to feed the donkey, and he was like, Justin, just keep your fingers open. Just keep your hand open, and the donkey will...
Okay,
Classic.
Dad.
Well,
that's why you're missing a finger.
That's why I'm missing a finger. For those of you who can't see us...
This is the story.
And I was scared. I closed my fingers, and the donkey bit my fingers. And it probably didn't hurt all that much, but... I wailed like it did.
But they killed the donkey.
They killed it, yeah. We filed a full lawsuit. The county fair was shut down. Now we don't have county fairs in Ontario anymore. It's because of me.
And ever since then, on a full moon, Justin goes...
And despite all of that, amazing piano player.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Who, the goat? Oh, you mean Justin? I
vowed to do something. I vowed
the donkey?
To never take my fingers for granted again. Make full use of them in this life.
And you do.
I like all the like regional goodness too. The town that I grew up outside of sort of bundled our carnival time in with like a demolition derby and a tractor pull. Like people who come to the fair to go on the rides and eat cotton candy, and then there's people who come to the fair to watch a car catch on fire.
Mm-hmm. Pie eating contests.
Yeah. A lot of diversity there, isn't there?
Well, in rides, maybe. Not really in the audience.
No,
well,
not where I grew up.
Oh, no.
100% white people.
It's true.
No,
though. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. Not where we are, at least.
I meant in what you like to enjoy at the fair. You know, you can go and watch a car catch on fire, watch tractor pulls, or sit on a donkey, you know?
They have everything at the fair. Wait, donkey sits?
Oh, definitely. There's definitely horsey rides that you can go on.
Oh, okay. I thought,
Do you guys like going to the fair? Do you like the rides
or theme park
or whatever.
I mean, obviously Rob doesn't. He's never been to Wonderland.
I mean, I'm way more of a carnival fair person than a theme park person. I don't know. I'm not. I just rides. I don't. Some rides, like the ones that are like meant to freak you out, I don't like that feeling. But I do. Mm. I do enjoy wandering around and gawking at stuff. And that's
The really tall, like tallest, fastest coaster on Earth.
Oh man, not my favorite at all. We went to
that just creeps you up to the apex. Yeah.
We were in Japan and I did the Tower of Terror for the first time. man, is that not... We went to Disney Sea, I guess, and a big theme park for my big theme park loving partner. And so I did the things like Tower of Terror, and it shook me. Wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe is the opposite. She is the person who loves those tall, screaming her freaking head off.
Yeah, I scream my guts out.
Just nonstop, just...
Makes me really happy. Alex, thank you so much. He just sent everyone a donkey fact sheet in case you wanted to do a little bit of spare reading. Curious. Maybe you want to learn.
Some common health problems. Why does my donkey look dull?
No, my favorite is the first header in this on the donkey fact sheet is, why get a donkey? Why get a donkey?
Why get a donkey?
Figure why one, not? Donkeys are full of character and can be very there entertaining.
Well, I was curious.
Figure one.
And there's a picture associated.
That's great.
Why does my donkey
I love that.
I love my favorite is on like page 6 there's a donkey body condition score chart. But it's a score chart and it's like 1 poor, 2 moderate, 3 ideal, 4 fat, 5 obese.
Obese.
So that you can like hold up the chart and look at your donkey and then look at the chart and look at your donkey and look at the chart and go, yeah, he's fat.
They're not really selling donkeys here. Figure 4, donkey's hooves are more uptight than horses. You want to get some like chill hooves to go for a horse.
Yo, why are you so fucking uptight, donkey?
Well, this is, for those of you who want to know, this is www.dickvetequine.com. Thank you very much, Dick Vet. We really appreciate your
MVP this week.
Your MVP, Dick Vet.
Donkeys are naturally quiet animals.
It's true.
Really?
Donkeys are social.
They're not known
animals.
For
I
being
thought
quiet.
They were like loud and shit.
Well, that's just because you're
that's
ignorant.
You're thinking of an ass.
Episode 100. I want to hear everyone's favorite donkey fact. That's
where is this? Roslyn Midlothian.
Where did you find this, Alex?
I just Googled things donkeys do.
Prior to getting a donkey, it's important to be aware that owning a donkey is a long-term commitment. The average age for donkeys in the UK is 27. That's not that much younger than I am. I'm just
if you were a
older.
Donkey, you'd be dead by now.
If I was a donkey, I'd be dead. I'm so glad I'm not a donkey.
When you Google things donkeys do, the first thing that comes up as sort of like the snippet from Google of this donkey fact sheet is donkeys are a versatile animals and can have many uses, including for children to ride, for driving and showing, like draft work, a companion animal, or simply as pets. That's versatility.
House donkey.
How many other people in the world have Googled things donkeys do?
Alex did in like 5 seconds.
Wait. Where is County Fair on that list?
Oh.
County Fair.
Donkeys do the County Fair. It's my favorite one in the series.
I just keep looking at the picture of the obese donkey.
My favorite fact is donkeys form strong bonds with other donkeys. When a friend dies, you may even need to leave them together for at least 30 minutes to help them understand the loss.
Oh, my God.
So sad.
That is really sad. Oh.
Anyway, Alex, what about you? Do you like theme parks?
I love a good fair. I won't lie. I do love roller coasters. I will say that. But I know you guys invited us to Wonderland, and the thought of going to Wonderland always brings me back to expensive, overcrowded, far away, and like it just doesn't excite me.
So Alex is what you call an optimist.
Yeah.
He's the kind of person you want to bring along to have a
good
time.
And if there was ever a time it wasn't going to be overcrowded.
Exactly. That's why we're going.
Half capacity is the...
I get it, Alex. I get it. This has been something... I'm not a dad, but logistical... like planning is something that actually gets in the way of me now. I'm just like, the first thing I think, like, oh, okay, we could go to Kingston, but where are we going to park?
That's exactly what I was going to do.
I'm just already thinking of all of the logistical questions.
Well, I'm on team go to theme park, and obviously Justin is too because he's coming with us.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. I said yes before
because somebody else is handling the logistics.
Got into the picture. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Logistic Joe has got a lot.
That's me, Logistic Joe.
That's a pretty good nickname.
She's the GM, not just in the game, but in real life.
How
too.
Many lists
She's
do
like,
I make
okay,
every day?
Oh, Harlan, we got to get to the car, and at this time, da da da. It's really fun. No, it's
I'm like, a fun I'm not,
is it like Ocean's 11 or something? It sounds like you guys are planning a heist.
We were having a serious discussion about how many water bottles we were going to need to bring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
I don't know. I'm kind of on. I'm also. Exciting I enjoy people. That level of like. Okay, but to me, I enjoy the atmosphere of theme parks tremendously. Mm. I'm similar to Rob, where I'm honestly not crazy about the tall, tall ones, but I'm also not afraid of them. So I can ride them if Joe really wants me to. You know, like we did the Leviathan, and I was like, oh man, that was crazy. Leviathan. I don't want to do it again.
We did it two times.
That's what I love. I love the rides. I don't want to go to the theme park. I just want to get on the roller coaster and go really fast down and really fast up and swirly whirly.
You just need to incorporate it into your daily commute instead. Don't go to the amusement park. Just
I do remember
ride the roller coaster to work.
Remember a previous episode about the racing
with
the
really
woman?
Angry at the mini poor woman.
Where he never slows down when there's a bump over the railway tracks just to get a little bit of that thrill he could get
That's
if he went
right.
to the theme park.
That's exactly it, Rob.
I love how it smells.
Yeah, it's got a good smell to
fried
it.
Fried food smell and like dirt and like exhaust. Yeah. And
I do love the theme parts of the theme park. Like if there's a ride that's telling you a story or something at the same time, or there's a narrative built into it, that's way my jam.
Me too. I love the narrative ones. Yeah. And it's funny because obviously Henry's coming with the three of us, and I'm really excited because I was looking at all the rides and measuring him and like showing him POV. It's so different now. Like when you were a kid, it's like you go there, you look at it, you line up, your stomach feels uncomfortable. Now I can be like, hey, Henry, do you want to see this one? And he gets to see the ride from start to finish. And I don't have to waste the time of him being uncomfortable. Not to mention, I've also had him in VR with roller coasters, you know, especially when lockdown first started and we couldn't go anywhere. He was just sitting there. I'm like wiggling the chair. He's going up and down, having a great time. So he's like already mentally there for a bunch of stuff. He's so excited. But I saw a few, like there's like a bunch of kid ones that have themes. Like a lot of the kids stuff has themes. Like there's one called Boo Blaster or something where you're just riding through this haunted house shooting at ghosts. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
So
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Well, they have a whole Snoopy world. I guess Paramount bought Snoopy or whatever, or they
Peanuts
did.
Is like
Peanuts. So now the whole kids section, which is like half the freaking park, is all just peanut stuff. Huh. So and fun fact, actually, Wizards of the Coast just released a new D&D module, More Adventure Paths in This World, called Something in the Feywild. And what it is, it's a carnival set in the Feywild.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I just saw it.
That sounds so cool.
You're making
an entire campaign?
Shut the fuck up.
Fairy carnivals.
Yeah, it's called.
Do sound like bad news.
It's called.
Well, what's the coincidence? You just like, oh, right, I just remembered this one. It was about carnivals. We just happen to be talking about carnivals and country fairs.
It's called Wild Beyond the Witchlight, and it is a source book, that takes players to the Feywild, and it's all like carnival themed. It's really cool. The art is phenomenal.
Apparently it's like based on a cartoon from the 80s. Is that
the fart is phenomenal?
The fart is phenomenal.
Fart is phenomenal.
The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
Wild Beyond.
Looks cool.
Something Wicked This Way Come. A wickedly whimsical adventure for the world's greatest role-playing game. And then basically it's like this witch-like carnival touches down every 8 years that merges the realm between the Feywild and Faerun, which I thought was just a great idea.
I love the cover.
Introduces new races. Play as a fairy or a
rabbit.
Hairngun,
yeah.
A race of humanoid rabbits.
A rabbit person. Oh. Yeah. And two new backgrounds. Fey Lost, where you like
is this the
grew
new
up in the Feywild,
like,
or Witchlight Hand, where you like work for the carnival. What?
Oh, wow.
This is the new source book.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Like Disney World. Well, I would totally
I could see this being
a...
something we work in.
Yeah.
If we get to a lull, episode, 150, just this carnival touches down.
Very cool. All right. Should we get down to business?
Yeah.
Let's do
play
it.
Some down D&D. To business.
Dun-da-dun-da-dun-da.
To defeat.
To roll. The some dice.
All right. Guys, it's been a long time since you've leveled up.
Been a long time. When was the last time we leveled up?
Right we'll after Groundhog,
Holy sh!
Almost 50 episodes ago.
Whoa!
Holy smoke.
Wow.
It's 50. Been a while, but I'm really proud
Fantastic.
Of you. You guys
Level
have
eight.
Made it pretty far.
I think this is the highest I've ever been in a D&D campaign.
Hey, there you are.
Same.
From this point on, it's the furthest I've ever been away from level one.
Is anyone going to multi-class? Does anyone have an idea?
Not planning on it.
Does anyone have any ideas about what they're going to be delving into at level 8? Yeah, is Doran going to multi-class Bard finally?
We've been waiting for it.
The move we've all been waiting for?
Bard? I don't know. I don't think so. No.
I'm pretty interested in a feat.
Oh.
Jack's a footman, eh?
Jack loves feet.
I'm really interested in feet.
Just a side story that is telekinetic.
Telekinetic feet.
Well,
Tell me about it.
I figure he's got this keen mind. He's been picturing all of these things, keeping them, you know, in uncanny detail. And I think the idea of him picturing himself doing magic in his head and having it have real world effects, like having that be so real in his imagination that it can actually affect the world, is kind of cool. And so the idea that he can, you know, move stuff around with his mind because he's imagining doing it in his head struck me as neat.
That's awesome.
Kraloth's doing a level up dance.
Very cool.
I'll take it too.
Sounds good.
We all take it. We all take telekinetic.
Cool. Yeah. Everyone take telekinetic.
Exact same thing.
It sounds like a great idea. No, that's cool. So you wake up.
Yeah. Red's been thinking about our next steps all night. And I think immediately after he wakes up, he looks at the map. And what's our next location here? Where are we going next?
So Harshnag has written in giant script here.
Which I read.
You read. Jack reads. Kraloth is still learning to read.
Passingly. Hey, Harshnag, have you ever been to any of these locations?
Yes, I have.
Any hints or information you can give us about them?
He points down the hall to the entryway, and he says, you've met the chieftain of the tribe, I imagine.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're not going to be happy.
Ooh.
So are all of these places Uthgard Barbarian Lands? I mean, I know the Oracle said it, but are they all, you know, active? You said that you've dug up a few, didn't you, Jack?
Jack's never been to a spirit mound. These are like huge sites of cultural significance for vast tribes of people.
Yeah, we've dug up some minor cairns of folks who died somewhere in their life that were buried. But I mean, these are huge families of people who have very spiritually significant places that they gather. And they're a little xenophobic. Some of them are werewolves. They don't really love wizards poking around.
Hold on,
there.
Wait, pause for a second. Some of them are werewolves.
That's just a rumor I've heard. I mean, one of the reasons.
Yeah, but who blows past something like that? Let's just pause. Well, rewind. What's a werewolf?
Remember when we were north of
Rassilantar?
It was between Rassilantar and Amphale, and we were traveling in that way, and we saw some Uthgard barbarians just fucking tear up a forest in front of us, and we thought, let's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I just assumed everybody knew it and I didn't mention it at the time. Like, there's rumors that the full moon and gray wolf people and people. There's a really famous story about a werewolf and a great wolf barbarian and a vampire. It's all the Waterdeep tales.
Vampire?
Werewolf? Mummy?
Oh my God, this is a little scary, I'll be honest.
Werewolves, if we're dealing with werewolves, is there some sort of thing we can take to protect ourselves, you know?
A good meal, probably.
I've heard they can't control themselves.
We're probably not dealing with gray... I'm sorry, look, there's 11 of them. There's a whole bunch of them. One's called the Black Lion, the Black Raven. Look, there's a BBBEGGGRSTT. It's my mnemonic for remembering them.
Uh-huh.
There's 11 big families... BBBEGGGRSTT.
How is that a mnemonic device? You're just listing initials.
Yeah, and that doesn't work for your memory?
Okay, look, we got the Great Worm Cavern, Shining White, One Stone, and Bjorn as well. You never been to any of those, Jack?
No.
And Harshnag, there's nothing you can tell us specifically about those. They're all abandoned?
Not abandoned.
I thought you said they were burial mounds. Why would they be abandoned?
These sites are attended by groups of barbarians quite frequently, and so I don't go near them often.
It's like a temple.
Or a graveyard, like the City of the Dead in Waterdeep.
Oh.
These are big, important, sacred spaces, not super welcoming to outsiders, that are like central to these cultures.
The Oracle has asked you to defile each of them.
Uh-oh. And you're okay with that, everybody?
Feels a bit xenophobic.
Defiling the Uthgard barbarian.
I hadn't really, like, crunched it through. But it philosophically, I can see why giants would want that, given that Uthgar, Gardolfsson, the big hero who ascended to become a god of these people, was known for conquering the north and slaying giants. I could see the giants holding a grudge about that, especially when these cairns are built on top of great giant relics. And so now, you know, who gets to hold whose relics?
Mm.
I just think, you know, defile might be a bit of a harsh term. I mean, really, we're going to go to
it's
these...
It's part of my name, Harsh Nag.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it's
a good
a joke.
One.
Harsh Nag made a joke.
You usually you try to laugh so people know.
I love it, Harsh Nag. Oh, you slay me.
But listen, we only really need to find these conks. Conks. There's multiple. We need to find them. And I think the Uthgard barbarians were, they collected these and put them atop
what?
Their...
No, we're getting the relics so that the Oracle can tell us where the conches are.
I thought they were on top of the burials.
No. We have to prove ourselves, and then the Oracle will tell us where the conches are.
Oh.
Anyway, look, it's got to be done. I'm fine with it. I just figured we should all make sure everyone's hunky-dory.
I'll be honest. The idea of digging up graves and disturbing the dead does not sit well with me. Maybe this is something I can speak with my captain about.
I don't mind. For the greater good.
I think we need to at least scope one out, get a little bit of reconnaissance, at least see up close what's there. We only have rumors and Harshnag's descriptions of what the place looks like. I don't know, Harshnag, you never saw the relic yourself at Great Worm, did you?
He shakes his head.
We got to get all the information. And I just really want to see one.
The truth comes out.
Speaking of our friend who passed away in Grudhog, Greyhawk, what tribe was he part of?
Greyhawk was from the Elk tribe.
Do any of these sites seem to...
be Elky?
Elky.
I mean, there's a Great Worm tribe and a Great Worm cavern. It's
so
just,
that
it's just
is
coincidence.
Certainly obvious. And you would also presume probably the Raven Rock would be related essentially to the Black Raven tribe.
Whoa, Black Raven.
The others Rambler, are a little bit less obvious.
He was a nice guy. You know, if we found out an elk tribe was there, maybe we should try to talk to them. He seemed pretty chill.
We don't need to trek all the way over the mountains. If we made it back to Mirabar, you know, some of these are close to Long Saddle or Everland. We might have another path to cut some of those days down. You know, if we're teleporting around anyways, take a trip back to Waterdeep for a day or two.
Maybe we should have kept those crows.
There's a lot of options, but I suppose we should start moving.
Harshnag is... gonna say goodbye to you. He's like, you know, sad a little bit. He doesn't show very much emotion on his face because that's not his style. He's kind of an icy guy.
Your face is frozen with emotion.
But he's like, now, good luck, Nightstone 4. Be well, travel safely.
And I hug him.
And he says, I'll miss you most of all. And everyone goes, what the hell, man?
I think Dorne would put out...
Scarecrowing us?
Put out his hand to handshake the giant.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have met you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Take 66 bludgeoning damage.
He takes your little hand in a pinched forefinger and thumb and shakes it.
And he feels my strength, and he goes, wow, you're strong for a little guy.
And he sounds just like Doran saying,
wow, you're strong for a little guy. This is what happens in Doran's imagination.
Doran's whispering it.
Jack tries to stay a little stoic and be like, you know, it's a pleasure. I you know, best of luck defending this place. But Kieran is all over Harshnag to jump over his feet and be like, say goodbye.
Yeah.
And can't keep all the feet on the ground.
Bye, Harshnag. I'm going to miss you.
He'll miss you too, Kieran.
And Kraloth steps forward. He's got this little package, and he unveils a baked pie. I stayed up late making this for you. Just so happened to have all the ingredients and a little bit of help from Kelimvor. Don't eat it all at once now, okay?
You made him a pie?
When the hell did you have time to make that? You're holding out on us.
It's 8 hours. Lots of time. Take care of yourself, Harshnag. We'll be back soon.
You little oven. You're like a little... Krillin's like a little oven that he could like unfold.
We worked
like
it out. It's just a...
bake a pie.
Yeah, there's plenty of supplies there.
Crazy bake oven. The four of you head back out into the blizzard along this long, dark corridor out through the frozen heart of this mountain. And you watch as the light grows brighter and brighter as the sunlight reflecting off the snow illuminates the entranceway of this huge temple. It's so bright outside. You are so unused to sunshine. It's been days since you've been outside that it takes you a second for your eyes to adjust. And as you blink away the sunshine's sharp illumination, you see that a strange vehicle hangs in the sky overhead, slowly drifting closer to you. It looks like a small ship with sleigh runners, and it's held aloft by a giant red balloon.
Well, that's new.
Huh.
Well.
But I like the color.
I wave it down. I start waving.
It drops some ladders. Two 50-foot long rope ladders unroll themselves over the side of this airship, and they dangle about 3 feet above the long gangway that led out into the mountains.
Guys, guys! Red jumps to one.
Oh, no.
Oh, now hold on, Red. This might not be good.
Does it have any of those funky triangles of Yan Si Bin and or any other markings or heraldry we might recognize?
No funky triangles of Yan Si Bin. Great question.
No funky triangles, Jack. We're good. Come on.
I imagine Red just like clung to the ladder, but not climbing it.
He's already on it.
Yeah, he's like already on the bottom treads and he's like got one arm out waving everybody forward. Come on.
Kraloth turns around. And he's like, okay, we should all talk about this first. I don't know if this is a... Wait, where's Red?
Oh, no.
Raise it to the top.
And there's someone up on one of the sides of this airship, a dark figure, and it's waving one hand overhead at all of you.
See?
Who is it?
Looks like it's probably humanoid.
How big is this thing?
It's not nearly that big, but it is the size of a large ship. It's 45 feet long and 20 feet wide.
Wow.
And it's got a huge balloon overhead. It looks like, you know, it's like a hot air balloon, but instead of a basket underneath, it's a ship on sleigh runners.
Sweet air yacht.
Yeah, it's an air yacht.
Come on, guys, they have caviar.
What? I feel like Red's like way above. We can barely hear you. What did you say?
He did say something about caviar.
Oh, Kraloth's just a puff of smoke. He's already climbing.
What's he doing now?
After you, Doran.
Oh, fine.
So Doran jumps up and starts climbing the ladder.
As the four of you are climbing this ladder, the airship starts to gain altitude again.
Red's just like, whee!
It's awesome. It's like heroes clinging to the bottom of a helicopter as you are being evacuated from your most recent skyscraper mission,
it's like
essentially.
Matrix.
The things I do for caviar!
Yeah, really.
Just keep looking up.
Red, as you climb up, you're the first one up onto the deck of this airship, swiftly followed by Kraloth, Jack, and Doran. You find yourself greeted by four crewmates wearing black leather armor and black leather masks.
This is a little kinky, Al. I'm not going to lie.
Do any of them have whips?
Cool mask and armor, friends. What's your name? My name is Red. This is my best friend, Kraloth. This is my best friend, Jack. And this is my best friend, Doran.
Hello.
One of them steps forward
and unzips his mouth mask.
Yikes.
I'm just picturing gimps.
Nice.
We welcome you on behalf of Klauth, the great dragon of the north. Klauth offers you this vessel and our services as a gift so that you may cross his vast dominion while avoiding the many perils of the land below.
You have a lovely singing voice.
Doran kind of turns to the other three and he says, does anybody else notice that they're singing everything they're talking?
Yeah, maybe when they're up this high, everything just feels a little more musical. I love it. We're happy to be here.
War against the giants is inevitable, but the great dragon commands you to forge ahead and face your destiny. The ordaining of the giants is broken, and they are not united. Slay their leaders, and you may yet prevail. If you succeed in quelling the giant threat, Clouth bids you come to his hidden vale so that he can reward your bravery.
Normally, I don't really like to be commanded, but I think that sounds like a pretty cool offer. I wonder if this is the dragon magic gold that they were talking about.
Red jumps up on a barrel and starts like going into Pirates of Penzance level of...
It sounds like Clouth was watching. I wonder if they're watching Red.
Hey, are you saying that to me, or is that inside your head?
Don't tell me that we're singing.
Whoa, 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 everybody. I have a very important question. It was a quite long climb, and I find myself famished. I hear that there is some caviar aboard.
Hey, you're doing great. We don't have to sing now, do we? And I say to these gimps.
Thanks, Red. I'm doing my best, okay?
Another cultist shakes his head, and he's like, no, that's Delsaphine. She's our leader, and she addresses most things with kind of a formal quality.
Formal song?
Delsaphine says, I choose to dedicate my every word to the ears of the dragon.
All right, whatever. Do you have any caviar, though?
Do the dragons like music? Is that why you are singing?
He just kind of shrugs.
Cool. All right, so the dragon Clouth says we can use this airship to help their desire of reshaping the ordering, which is what we want to do anyway. It seems oddly suspect, but... What are we going to say no to? 5 days walking through snow or an airship ride?
I will pull up a map in the space in front of me with a snap of my fingers and sort of show the like Indiana Jones style dotted line of we're hoping to go here.
Delsaphine claps her hands and two of the four cultists run downstairs and... You hear a great gust of wind, and then there's like a huge tower with fire that just spews to life and erupts, and the airship gains quite a bit of altitude and sort of spins on its axis a little bit to face the southeast, and you head out towards your first location.
Oh, flying high in the sky! How cool is that? Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Christopher Ryan Evans, Colin Burkhart, Daniel Doug, Jessica Orrit, Mari Kaneski, Jonah Goldman, Katie Orrit, and Merlin. See you soon!
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.